remember, can you remember churches very well, Aunt Harriet? Were you a church goer?
No. We used children then when slavery time. My mother and father, I can remember when they went to church. Our white folks, they'd ride to go to church in the morning, you know. Mm-hmm. And they'd go in the evening, my grandma, to the white folks' church. Mm-hmm. And mom, they'd ride their horses.
Well, now, what do you? When did you start going to church?
Oh, yeah, I never started going to church. We never had any church. Much after I married.
Well, and you started going, didn't you?
Yeah,
after you got married?
Church.
Well, how'd you marry? Did you have a preacher to marry you?
Of course, a white preacher married us.
You did?
Mm-hmm. White preacher married all of us good. There wasn't any preachers much when I married.
Well, who did you, when did you first start going to church then?
Well, we'd go to church then. We had church before. Like, you know, preachers didn't know nothing, you know, on what they hear as much.
Was he a traveling preacher, or was he just his colored preacher?
Yes, just traveling, you know, and stopping to preach Elder Haywood and Goins, and so that's our preacher's name.
Yeah. Well, what would they preach about? Can you remember?
Well, they just preached. We had a God and a soul to be saved, and so on. Mm-hmm. So.
Did he preach good as preachers preach today?
Oh, no. No, they didn't know nothing. They didn't want to read the Bible sometimes in places they could read. No, they wasn't. Preachers wasn't educated at all.
They weren't, huh?
No, honestly.
Some of them couldn't read and write at all.
No, they spelled letters and so on. They didn't read and write at all. Some of them couldn't read and write at all, just on the priest, what they heard others say, you know. And some of them, after getting older and wiser, you know.
Well, what about the songs that they sang? That's what I'm interested in.
I didn't go much when they sang them songs.
Well, did they sing these old 100s? You know what an old 100 is?
Well, these old-time songs. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where they line off one, you know. Mm-hmm. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. You heard that, haven't you?
Yeah. That's the wind blowing, I think. Mm-hmm. That's what he's speaking to do out there. He's intrigued by me. Yeah. Yeah, he's singing songs. Well, I had the old-timey books, hymn books.
Well, where would you get those books?
They had them sell them. Ma and Grandma and them bought them, you know. Mm-hmm. And my husband bought a good hymn book.
Was your husband Henry Smith much of a...
Jim Smith?
Jim Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a church man?
Yes, he was.
What happened
church
to
man,
him?
Church man, a politic man, too.
Oh, they were. Y'all voted in those days, didn't
Yes, my husband was there. He was known by white folks. Well, when he got killed, the white folks was just crazy about him. He come to his funeral. That boy that killed my husband, I nursed him when he was a baby.
How come him to kill your husband?
Well, he just mean. Just mean, you know, and they didn't like people up to date, you know. And of course, it was just 13 months in the difference my husband killed his brother. Stole
killed
the
Killed your husband's brother?
Mm-hmm. He'd been to church. I think he went to gym that night to carry a bale of cotton. And this Walter Byers sat down on a seat and hold fast to him and sitting down talking. And when the time to come his cotton, they killed him and they killed my brother, my husband, on the way from Cedarbrook. I can go right to the spot now and that's why he was killed there.
Shot him or
shot him? Shot him on the way from Cedarbrook. See, we have a Cedarbrook at home. At the old home. On his way from the Seabreeze.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of politicking did he do?
Well, he worked for white people when they want to be elected, you know, in the same that time.
He'd work amongst the colored
amongst
folks.
Amongst the colored people. And speak to white folks. You couldn't get in the house when he spoke hardly for white people. All that section there. He had a good line. He did all of them boys there.
And he'd round up the votes, and that's how come them to kill him.
When he sat the night for the preach, people from Austin, from St. Michael, from every which way, white and colored, to hear him speak. He'd go to the courthouse and speak for him.
Well, did the colored folks not like him?
No, the colored people all went to him. These white people, this boy that killed him, who walked by. I nursed him when he was a baby before I was ever acquainted with my husband.
Well, what I'm trying to find out is, how come him to kill your husband? Was it over politics?
Over politics and different things, you know.
Did the white folks have your husband killed, or did he just walk by or just go shooting?
No, my husband went to Cedar Break that day, and he, on his way back from the Cedar Break, he laid away the road and killed him. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about a horse. I don't know how that is done, but the white people, Walter cries and them was the first one got to him when he was killed. They had the shooting, you know. They brought the news to us. My brother and them.
What did they do to Walter Biles?
Well, you know how that was. He lived up in there, you know. They'd tell any kind of tale. Didn't do nothing with him. Had him up. Put him in jail about them. Mm-hmm. But his brother-in-law killed him.
Is that right?
Sure.
They must have been a shooting a lot of folk up in that
well,
day.
You mean people, poor people, you know. Rich white people don't bother nobody.
Oh, it's poor white folks.
Yes, it was poor when they come down. His brother-in-law, Sid Lawson, killed him. Sid, his father, moved away, had a good home over there. And they moved away, said they'd steal his life, just like they stole Bud and Jim, so, and his boy's life, so he left and went to Oklahoma. Yes, his brother-in-law killed him. He rode up the fence that morning to kill his brother-in-law.
His brother-in-law shot him instead.
Yes, his mother tried to keep him from killing him, but he just said, I ain't gonna let him kill me like he did Uncle Jim. You know, him and my boys all raised together.
Y'all must have all been kin folks in those days.
Which?
Well, all of you seem to have been white Walter
folk.
Biles and all.
No, they was white people.
Oh, Walter
poor,
Biles was white man?
Well, poor white person. I can go right to the place now where he's born.
Oh, I didn't know he was a white man.
Yes, he was.
Well, why do you reckon
he wanted to
shoot
yours? Yes, because he didn't like them. Because our boys was well learned, and they'd have speakings, you know, at the schoolhouse, you know, for white folks that want to run for office or something. And so, yeah.